Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World, or is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen. Listen live, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. That's where one of the places you can find all of the places to donate for the fire victims and for helping the animals. And the Meow Cat Rescue collections of donations next Saturday is also up there. So check that out. And it is the second Sunday of the month, which means it's Energy Balancing and Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. We're in the middle of the call with Cindy from Salt, and we'll get back to that in a moment. But I just realized something, that I have to call David out here and find out what's going on. Because, you know, when we love train, David got up and was dancing, and I realized I just assumed I saw green and blue on his T-shirt and stuff, you know, and usually he's wearing a Mariners shirt or something, you know, because it's a Mariners day. But I realized when he got up and dancing and I looked what he's actually wearing, he apparently, Dave, have you bailed on the Mariners now? And you're already in football season.
I'm already in football mode, yeah.
You got conference champions on. You got Seahawks stuff on. So what the heck is going on?
As I said earlier, the Mariners are just slip sliding away, so time to round it up and say, hey, next Saturday night's the first preseason game for the Seahawks.
Okay, so you've bailed on the Mariners.
You're done.
You're done. You're into football now. Okay, so then my question is, see, I always wonder what the heck happens. You know, we get a great team. It seems to be baseball or football. You get a great team. Everything's working. And then instead of just keeping everything the way it is, I always wonder, why do y'all change stuff up after you really got a really good team? Just build on it. And
money.
I see. Money. It's money. Why do they screw things up? So obviously the Mariners, you know, did really great last season. We expected them to do it again and be better, but that's not happening.
No, that's not happening at all.
The Seahawks went all the way and won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Now, do you see the same thing happening with them, and they're going to be down the tubes this year, and the team's going to fall apart and be nothing like what we expected to
No, they're going to...
So what do you think? Are they the Seahawks going to keep this going?
They'll have a deep playoff run, whether it goes all the way back to SoFi Stadium, which, by the way, remember, it's on Valentine's Day, the Super Bowl next year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's on
Super Bowl 60, February 14th, 2027. Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Wow. Okay, so guess who's into football, you guys?
Yeah, I'm already into football mode. But yeah, no, the Seahawks should make a deep run again. It's going to come down like it did last year, I think. Seattle and the Los Angeles Rams for the right to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll see if we'll hold you to that, and we'll see if that pans out. I have to say, I was not impressed with the new coach, you know, like McDonald, you know, I mean, Mike, that replaced
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, I just adored him, and my favorite coach ever, and I loved him, but I have to say, over this last season, you know, I became somewhat impressed with him, and just what I've seen in terms of the interviews with him and starting the new season here in the practices and stuff, I'm fairly impressed with his attitude and the interviews I've seen. And I kind of think that maybe he is a really good coach.
Yeah, he is. And the front office stays out of it, which I think is a big difference. I think the front office is too involved with the Mariners. That's why they're down.
Oh,
but the Seahawks, they stay out of it because they got rid of some players. And I've already heard that one guy's already hurt on a different team. Our wonderful Super Bowl MVP from last year got in a fight in the Kansas City Chiefs camp.
Ooh, yeah.
So he knows something we don't know, and it works.
So I'm on board. I would like to see them do well. I've always said, and if you could go back and listen to archives gazillions of years ago, I've always kind of thought that the Mariners' problem had to do with the beginning and the stadium. Because if you remember, well, those of you that were here, like I was, people didn't want to spend the money on a new stadium and voted it down.
The hierarchy
messing with stuff they shouldn't. Of course, you know, the hierarchy didn't like that. And so went around, ignored the vote of the people, and did it anyway.
Yeah.
And so I've always thought that the energy of the stadium being built against the will of the people and all that stuff, that is kind of, and I think, you know, maybe if Dr. Nelson Linda did a reset on the Mariners and so forth, maybe that would make up for that yucky karma that they started with. But yeah. I've always thought that was the issue with the Mariners.
I believe that
was the
one.
Whole stadium thing.
And that's why they're the only team to never be in a World Series.
The only team?
The only team is the Seattle Mariners, party of one. They're the only team in baseball history to not make a World Series.
Shoot, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God, maybe we ought to tell Dr. Nels to do a Rasmussen reset.
Yeah, I think so, especially this year.
Because he's a sports guy, right, Linda? I mean, he's usually...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he loves sports.
Okay, Nels, if you're listening, why don't you reset the Mariners?
Yes, before it's too late.
And go back and work on the stadium. It started with the stadium.
Yeah.
All right. See what happens. Okay, then. All right, so we're done with our sports. But I just had to tell you, I mean, David has just completely gone all football, so there we go. All righty, so let's get back to energy balancing and Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. We've been doing your phone calls. We're going to get back to Cindy and Salton here and do the chickens and all of that, but we'd love to hear from you. See, regulars out there, pick up your phones. Linda needs more of you to practice on. And we would love to hear from you. Phone number to call is 888-298-5569. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. So if your call doesn't go through right away, add a one. Because sometimes you need a one. Sometimes you don't. 888-298-5569. We would love to hear from you. And if you're just listening at home, I always forget to say, I'm just remembering it now, when Linda's working with someone on the air, you can get a surrogate healing if you, when she asks the questions, answer them in your own mind for yourself. And imagine, you know, and that, and then you will get a surrogate healing from listening and following the instructions. So that's very cool. All right. So are we all, we're all ready. Let us go back to the phones. And Cindy and Salton, are you still with us?
I'm still here. Something I went outside, really interesting with the love train.
Oh, yeah.
7 of the 8 came and faced the entrance door with me, and one walked to the far side and faced the other way. It was really
You're talking
wild.
The chickens?
That might be the rooster.
Well, wait a minute. So when you went outside, so you had your phone with you, and we were doing love train.
Yeah.
And of the 7 chickens in the coop, or of the 8 chickens, 7 yeah. of them came and faced you, and one of them went and faced the other direction?
Walked away to the other side, directly, the direct other side, and it faced the other way. It was woo-woo.
Oh, that is kind of woo-woo, isn't it? Woo. Well, maybe that, woo. Well, we'll see what, as Linda works, you know, through the chickens through you, we'll see what she gets. Something, yeah. But that kind of sounds like we got one out of the bunch that doesn't. Anyway, very interesting messages. You know, spirit works in strange ways. So we do woo-woo sometimes.
They did like the love train, though. They liked it a lot.
They liked the love train, huh? Yay. Well, it's good energy, you know? That's why we do it. Because it's the best thing we can do is lighten the load with the love and the light. All righty. Okay, so anything else, Cindy, you want to share with Linda before she starts working with you guys again?
No, I can't think of anything.
All right. So let's see. Cindy, I'm going to have you bring beautiful blue sky into your mind just for a moment. Just relaxing, breathing normally. Sky is blue. I Okay, so what I'm going to say is innate intelligence is telling me that I can't answer this question. And at the same time, I feel like what Cindy witnessed might have been evidence of some important information. But for whatever reason, I'm not. Sometimes innate just tells me no.
Okay, well, now, because that's very interesting, because, you know, it sounded kind of to me like we got the answer during the love train. So yeah. I think, you know, probably right. But now when you do keep working with, you know, Cindy and the chicken sort of thing, maybe you guys could imagine the energy of this guy that faced the wrong direction, that's not part of the group. Is there a way, Linda, to focus on bringing him in and have a harmonious energy? Because my concern is that if he turns, it turns out to be a rooster, I'm trying to talk Cindy into bringing him back in the house and raising a house rooster and having a pet rooster. And we teach him to walk on a leash and a harness, and he goes with her and rides with her and all that. Anyway, because people can make pets out of roosters.
Okay.
Anyway, because if that doesn't happen, then see, I already know the rooster's out of there. Because, you know, roosters just cause trouble, and Cindy doesn't keep roosters. So anyway, if we could figure out maybe a way to make it a more congenial, anyway, bring the guy back into the group. Anyway, I will butt out now.
Okay, so Cindy, I'm going to invite you just to think about what you witnessed during the love train with the chickens. And first, I'm going to have you shift your focus now just to the bunch that were all together. And now I'm going to invite you to shift your focus to the one that didn't select itself into the group. And now I'm going to have you imagine that the one and the others are all just going to be walking toward each other in their usual chicken ways, kind of checking things on the ground, talking to each other. They're all moving together as one group. Okay. Good job. And now I'm just going to say, let's shift back to a beautiful blue sky. All right. And that's complete. So what I can tell you is when I work with people or with people who are thinking about their beloved humans or their beloved four-leggeds or winged beings, what I'm looking for is interference, because that's what I'm here to do, is to release the interference. And so there's no interference energetically to this whole group, every single one of these chickens being together in a group. And so that's how I would hold them in my thoughts as far as our harmonious vibration, is that there's no interference to that. It's coexistence and a group experience. So that's what I've been able to do, and to do more would be beyond my abilities.
Well, I think that's great, and you know, sometimes, like I said, you know, spirit works in strange ways, and unusual ways, and so forth. And since I put it out there, you know, start with that. We wanted an answer to that question. Well, ask and ye shall receive. How obvious an answer did we get? Now, did it come in the regular channel through the, with Linda? No, it came during the love train in between our set, but that works for me. And Linda, you picked up on it too. And Cindy, I mean, and how blatantly obvious is that? 7 of them come as a group to Cindy, and there's one turned away and not part of the group. It goes,
they walk to the other side.
Walk to the other side. I mean, it doesn't get any more obvious than that. So, Cindy, obviously you will keep me informed, and I'll share with all of you. But so the truth remains to be officially confirmed that we really do have a rooster in the bunch. But we'll let you know, because at this point it sounds like the answer is definitely yes. And then now it's, can Martha convince Cindy to let the rooster stay? Yeah, I mean, the good news is now if you can, if you have chickens that you can't rehome or you don't want or something like that, you can now take them to Tractor Supply.
No, it's the Monroe Co-op.
What, Cindy?
It's the Monroe Co-op.
Is where you take them to be rehomed?
Oh, they don't necessarily rehome them. They might eat them, but I don't have to deal with it.
But I thought Tractor Supply also, people drop their chickens off there, I know, and people adopt them.
They might do it there. I didn't know they did that, but
yeah. Either Monroe Co-op or the Tractor Supply, but they do take in the chickens and people then adopt them. There has been recently on our next door conversation out here, some people needing to, she had chickens and ducks and I don't know what else to rehome, but boy, they all got homes really quickly through the Nextdoor app. So, you know, people are into them out here. But, you know, most people don't want roosters simply because, you know, they can be noisy. But they also can be very aggressive. And a watch rooster is something not to be messed with. Because they'll take you out if they can, if they're, anyway, so Cindy, thanks so much. And, you have a great afternoon and keep us posted and keep me posted about the chickens. Okay.
Thanks for everything, for all your help. You and Linda.
Alrighty. God
Appreciate
bless.
It. Welcome.
Bye-bye. Alrighty then. It is time to take care of advertisers and anybody else out there. Come on. Where are all you people? Pick up your phones. Phone lines are empty. We can take your calls right away. Phone number would be 888-298-5569. If it doesn't go straight through, add a 1, 888-298-5569. And everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join me on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, August 9 at 1 p.m. Pacific as I explore an impactful grand trine pattern unfolding between the solar and lunar eclipses. The Sun and South Node join 4 hours before the Sun leaves Leo, where flowing energy nourishes relationships to support changing beliefs rooted in our most fundamental values. Journey with me on Talk Cosmos, August 9, 1 p.m. Pacific on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
North of Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. The Ananda Washington has got a bunch of locations, the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell, on the Bothell Everett Highway. And the Canyon Park area. I've got the Linwood community and then the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens and East West Bookshop in Edmonds. You can find them at anandawashington.org online. And, you know, last week we talked about all of the big classes coming up. Yoga teacher training is coming up. And then the big class of the year, the art and science of Raja Yoga, which leads to the path to Kriya Yoga, which is why I started with Ananda so many years ago. And if you want to check those out, they all start in September. So anandawashington.org. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So, David, I didn't see the phones ringing off the hook and you answering the phone. So, but what I'm getting is that we might have a lot to do anyway. I've got... Not only do I have a lot to give you again in terms of places to donate for the fire victims and then the big collection event at Meow next Saturday, I'll tell you about all of that, but current events exploded too, and there's a ton of stuff going on now on current events at the Northwest Stream Center, so we've got to cover that too. I'm thinking, Linda, that since we didn't get a phone call right during the break, I did kind of get the messages. Remember, Linda said she could do a group thing. So, you know, and I'm going to think, you know, can do something for everybody, you know, related to all the smoke issues, the fire issues. But then, you know, I mean, can we do something to help with energy for the people that are in need, for the animals that need help, all of that sort of stuff? But, you know, whatever you feel like you can do, I think we might as well take the time to do that so we don't run out of time and then can't do it.
Okay.
Sound good. And folks, if anybody out there wants to call 888-298-5569, you're welcome to do that. Well, I'll sneak you in. But I'm going to turn us over to Linda and let her guide us through and see what other kind of help we can provide here.
All right. So I'm going to invite everyone who would like to participate to just allow yourself to find a place to be comfortable and still for a moment and just let your shoulders sag a little bit. Let your body do maybe a sigh of an exhale and let yourself notice what you feel like in this moment. And it can be very physical. It could just be if you're sitting down, the surface that you're sitting on. It could be your feet touching the earth or inside your shoes. Just let yourself come into an awareness of this moment as a physical reality and a sensation. And then we're going to shift our awareness from the body to the thought, the sky is blue. So now just letting your mind fill with whatever you imagine as you think the sky is blue. Continuing to relax. And I'm going to have you just, each one of you, bring into your mind whatever is coming to you about this issue of smoke and especially fire. If you have a particular concern about smoke, that's probably the place to let your awareness go. If you're feeling more upset or concerned about the fire itself and what it's doing, let that come to your mind. If you know someone in particular who is in a traumatic situation because of the fire or the smoke, bring that person or that family or those animals into your thoughts. Just noticing what you notice when you think about this fire and smoke. And then just setting all of that aside, focusing on a feeling of dread. And we're going to replace dread. We're going to replace dread with the feeling of tranquility. So now just letting go of the feeling, the idea of dread, and letting tranquility be in your mind. If you have a particular image or something that you can see out your window that brings you into a place of tranquility, bring that in now as you think tranquility. And we're going to add to that the number two, tranquility and two. And this is really about the area of our body we call the sacral chakra, low back and abdomen. So just know that this part of us is really resonating with the idea of tranquility right now as we think tranquility too. And our eyes are going to be open and looking up toward the center of our forehead, just gently, nothing painful. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out, as long an inhale as is comfortable, with as long an exhale as is comfortable. Tranquility too. Open eyes are looking up. Breathe this way, focusing on tranquility, and knowing that the planet itself has lungs, that the lungs are all of the green and growing things that help the planet to breathe, and that the planet has water, and that water is available for our needs, for the needs of the areas with fires. Tranquility too, continuing to breathe and look up. And now, as this is complete, just exhaling down into the earth and then breathing normally. And then letting your area of concern come back to you again, whether it's the people, the animals, the fire itself, the smoke itself. And that is complete. So we're just going to let that go, let those concerns and those images just drift away from us. And the affirmation for all of us is, I am a source of tranquility. I am a source of tranquility. And as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day, when you feel concerned or any other time, let yourself think, I am a source of tranquility. And let yourself feel that tranquility radiating from yourself. And we are complete.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that feels really good. I know when you were guiding us through, need some prayers for our station manager, actually. That's who came to my mind, because he and his family, they moved to Spokane last year. And I know they've evacuated. As of last Sunday, their home was still standing. I haven't heard since. I hope that's still the case. But prayers for our station manager and family. The other big concern I have, Linda, it was interesting because a really wonderful little post came up that I was able to put on Facebook about praying and the entity for all the wildlife, the animals that are affected. And that hasn't always come into my mind that way, but for this fire in particular, I do have a concern, and I'm wondering, you know, when we get fires like this, how much of the wildlife really is affected? There have been some interesting stories that I've seen online this week about animals that survive the fires. There's a really good one last night about, but it wasn't in this, it was in Europe, but it was family, they had to evacuate really, really fast. They had three donkeys. And they couldn't take the donkeys, and they had no time. They just had to go. And so just, you know, opened the fences and, you know, the gates and prayed and left. Came home, and, you know, the farm, everything was destroyed. But then in wandering around the Cape Line, there was an old stone wall on the property. And the donkeys had sheltered behind the stone wall, and it saved them, you know, and gosh, you know, what a wonderful feeling. Everything was gone, but their beloved donkeys, the lives were saved. So there have been some really good stories like that, but that got me thinking about, well, what about the bears and the wolves and the cougars and, all, you know, all the wildlife that we have out there? What do I know? Some of them have good instincts, you know, and some of them don't. But I wonder how they are affected. And it occurred to me this week that I might try to tap some sources at the Department of Fish and Wildlife and see if they have any statistics or if they really know, and do they do anything in particular when this kind of stuff happens about the wildlife. I don't know that. So anyway, I'm trying to check into that. But thank you, Linda, so much. I felt like that was really, really helpful. And I love this, us being a source of tranquility, because, you know, you just think about this stuff and boy, doesn't that just really start the boiler. But now we have an affirmation and something to come back to that we can bring the tranquility back and see that tranquility affecting the wind, slowing down the wind, and that I'm asking the lightning to stay above and away. It's okay to bring rain, but lightning, stay away. And hopefully these fires come into containment and so forth. But gosh, that was wonderful. All right. So looks like it is time one more time to take care of advertisers. We're going to do that. Stay on schedule, because then I got to come back, and because I have a huge current events to do. I've got to get you all the new stuff going on at Northwest Stream Center. Been a long drought. Nothing's been going on for a while. But a bunch of stuff scheduled now. So we'll catch up on current events and everything going there. And then I'll give you all the places to donate and about the big collection event at Meow next Saturday. So stay right where you are. Well, and if anybody wants to sneak in a phone call, we could do that real quick. 888-298-5569. Use a 1 if you need to. 888-298-5569. And stay right where you are, because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Yeah. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out online. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can purchase there. You can also purchase on Amazon. Price is the same. You can also find a lot of the dog products at your local pet store. NuProSupplements.com. Remember our Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, with Acutonic Forks. Absolutely incredible. I think they're more powerful than needles. And then the sound healing with the gongs and the chimes and all of that good stuff. And the chiropractic, she's a phenomenal healer and keeps me in shape. Linda goes in too. And so check out Jude at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online, or give Jude a call and she'll call you back. 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody that needs help with their dogs and getting them under control, they got any behavior stuff going on, I can usually get barking under control one session. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. So please write down my phone number, give it to anybody you know has dogs and needs help. Tell them I'll talk to them for free. The number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. David, did you have something you need to say before we go on?
Yes, we have Monica from Mount Shasta on the line who wants to call about an update from a couple weeks ago.
All right. Well, let's sneak Monica in before we do current events. So let's head to Mount Shasta. And Monica, welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hey, I I just wanted to give you an update about using an air horn and getting the neighborhood.
Oh, and the barking. Yeah.
And so I'll be as quick as I can. I kind of waited a couple weeks because ordering online is still new for me. And but the intention apparently started working because, I mean, honestly, there was some police activity in my neighborhood. And just the presence of that started the process of the dogs being kept under control. Because other people were concerned. So it was my intention. But anyway, then I ordered the air horn, and I hardly had to use it. I only used it like 11 at night or something.
Right.
And then it's already out of gas, so I got to get another one. But 100% shift in the second police, the two doors down, they have pit bulls that got loose and bit people walking on the street. So it was just my immediate neighbor dog problem. And that dog interacted with those two crazy pit bulls two doors down. I don't even hear those dogs except once every 2 days something might happen. Honestly, my neighbors are renters and looks like they're moving and the house got put up for sale. So I'm like, okay, now I feel guilty, but I know that this was the right thing.
Well, yeah. And when you called in, did Linda some work with you, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. So that's why I thought I'll call in while Linda's here because...
because you were talking about kind of energetically my intention and all of that shifted. Well, you know, the work that Linda did is what, you know, kind of the trigger for that. And remember, like today, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I put it out early in the show, wanted an answer to Cindy have a rooster or not. Okay. And then before we get to the work, you know, I mean, the love train comes on and seven of the roosters come to Cindy on one side of the pen. The other one turns his back, goes the other side. It's kind of like, well, there's your answer. So I think there is a lot of powerful energy that comes through when we do these shows and when Linda's working with these things. I think that's fabulous that it worked. But that also lets you know, Monica, that it is important to be working on ourselves and stuff because your energy had something to do with all that hullabaloo and the barking. But the little air horn, for any of you guys that are listening, it's a little air horn. You use that as a sound interruption. Dogs barking in the neighborhood. It works really well. You just blast it once. It'll interrupt the barking. They'll stay quiet for a while.
I had to kind of do like four blasts in a row because these are very persistent dogs. I think they're numbskulls. Okay.
But usually it's only once. And even if they keep barking, do it once at a time, but then do it again. Okay. And do it again. Yeah. But anyway, each time you do it, they usually quiet for longer and doesn't usually take more than three until they're done. But, you know, you might have persistence ones like Monica did. But at any rate, things are working well. So we know now for next month. If you call in, you know, if there's something going on and, you know, like barking dogs around you, upset with the neighbors or something in the neighborhood or all of that, that's a really good reason to call in and let Linda work with you because you don't have to tell us what's going on. You'll just think about it in your mind and then Linda tunes in and helps balance your body. And then the problems start solving themselves, you know, before you even get to it, like in Monica's case. So thank you, Monica, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
All righty.
It was just unbelievable. So thank you.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And thank you for reporting back. We appreciate it. God bless.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, see, so there's, you know, anything bothers, it doesn't necessarily have to be something wrong with you, but maybe, you know, it's your attitude, what you're thinking, or you're really upset about something, that sort of thing. Well, can't do it today, but we can do it next month, except that's reminding me before we get to current events. Linda, you're going to be traveling the next second Sunday.
Yes.
So we're switching you to the third Sunday.
Yes.
So anyway, next month be the third Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, before we run out of time, let's get to current events here. what's on the current events calendar. I'll save the fire stuff information for last. Let's see. I think there's one quick. I know there might be one more bark in the park with the Mariners, but I don't know. There is. You got. I think there's one more date.
Yeah, I think it's the first. I think it's September 3rd. I want to say that really quick. September 3rd is the last one. It's a Thursday night.
Yep. Okay. And then Seattle Humane's Together for Pets Luncheon, September 25th, 11 to 1 p.m. There's a guest speaker, Anthony Porowski. Tickets and tables are on sale now. That's Seattle Humane, September 25th, Together for Pets Luncheon. Now, then there's a ton of new stuff. Northwest Dream Center, McCollum Park, that's in South Everett. Gosh, what a great place. All right, I got eight things here. First one, Macro Madness. It's a small, small world after all. Saturday, August 15th, 1 p.m., explore the microcosmic world of macro and close-up photography with wildlife ecologist and nature photographer Greg Green. That's at the Northwest Dream Center. $10 if you're not a member, $8 if you are. Streamfest 2026, a free community event for all at Log Boom Park. Didn't know there was a Log Boom Park. It's in Kenmore. The address is 17415 61st Avenue Northeast, and that's August 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. But it's a stream fest, so celebrate streams and all, you know, booze and all that kind of stuff. All right, so number three, Fall Native Plant Sale is happening as usual this fall at Northwest Stream Center. You can place your online orders for plants between September 1st and October 4th, and then you'll pick them up at the Stream Center October 13th to 17th. And you order on the website www.streamkeeper.org. All right, number four, Birds in Our Garden, Native Plants and Garden Habitat, Saturday, December 12th, 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. Number five, this is interesting, Return of the Sunflower Sea Star, the stream connecting sunflower sea star recovery and Salish sea resilience. Now, this is with Jason Hoden of Friday Harbor Labs. And that's going to be Saturday, September 26th at 1 p.m. Northwest Stream Center. And then, oh, one of my favorites, number six here, All About Bats with Barbara Ogard. She's the bat lady. And this is in partnership with Bats Northwest. And that's going to be Saturday, October 17th, 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And then number seven, and this is the second year of this one, International Fly Fishing Film Festival in partnership with the Three Rivers Chapter of Trout Unlimited, Saturday, October 24th, 5 p.m. at Northwest Dream Center. And then the last one, I'm waiting for more information on this one, but Halloween Makers Market. Sounds interesting. But it's on Saturday, October 31st, so it's on Halloween. But, you know, a Halloween Maker's Market sounds like it would be stuff you'd buy for Halloween. But having it on Halloween, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it might be more of an event. I'm not sure. I'm sure there'll be more details about that event coming up. But just know that that's happening then. Okay, so I think that covers that stuff. So let's get to all the donation stuff. Now, next Saturday is the big donation drop-off at Meow Cat Rescue next Saturday the 15th in the Meow's parking lot from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they'll be collecting with friends of Meow located in the fire areas in the Sinlahiken fire area is where the supplies will be going. Now, what they want are cat food canned and dry, dog food canned and dry, cat litter in boxes, and carriers. Sorry, you can't order online or Amazon and have them sent. This is buy these supplies, take them to Meow next Saturday between 11 and 4 because they're going to package them all up and they're going straight over to the victims and those that need it. So this is a drop-off in person only, and it's Meow Cat Rescue. Their address is 10600 Northeast 68th Street in Kirkland. And that's 11 to 4 p.m. next Saturday. Cat food canned and dried, dog food canned and dried, cat litter in boxes and carriers. All right. Now, for donations, you can get this information. It comes from Posado. You could go directly to their website, posadosafehaven.org. You would find it there. You can go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find it there. You can go to my website, marthanorwalk.com, and you'll find it in current events. Suggest that all donations be made to local organizations, not national, because it's highly unlikely your money will get to the source where it's needed if you go with the national organizations. So the first one is Spoke Animal, S-P-O-K, Animal. And their website is checkout.shelterlove.luv.com. Checkout.shelterlove.luv.com. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue is givebutter.com/TOAR. Washington State Animal Response Team, that's WASART, is WASART.org/donate. Then we've got WenatcheeHumane.org/help today. And then we've got Heart Spokane. So that's a www.heartofspokane.org/donate. And then remember the big one is Spoke Animal Care, and that's checkout.shelterlove.com. All righty. So there it all is. And like I said, PosadoSafeHaven.org for more. Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World's got it, and MarthaNorwalk.com and current events has it. So I think that covers all the bases. All right. So, gosh, Linda, thank you so much for everything today and helping our callers and all the animals and everything. And so glad to hear. Isn't that wonderful that Mona got all her barking dog issues solved?
Fabulous.
For the last one. Yeah, yeah. And so that gets us something again to remember for next month, third Sunday next month, be here for Linda. But remember, if there's something that's bothering you, you have energy, you know, related to that, you know, it's like the barking dogs driving everybody nuts. Well, shoot, as soon as Linda did the session with Monica, it all started working out before she ever got to the treatment that I gave her, you know, the behavior modification thing. But it worked. So how cool is that? All right. So we'll try to remember that next month. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, David, for – and then let's see. Next week, third Sunday, Natasha Venter will be here. There's going to be some changes in the show schedule. You might want to tune in, find out what that's all about. And and hopefully you can plan to be here and call in if you would like a personal reading with Natasha. Next week's the time to call in. And if you've got any behavior training or healing questions or stories you want to talk to me about, next week would be good for that too. And remember, I'm checking out information for Johnny's questions. Have you heard any stories about dental and anesthesia causing Alzheimer's in animals and microchips and cancer? I've got nothing on either one of those, and I'm checking, but let me know if you guys know something that I don't. You'll find Linda, verticalenergyworldwide.com online, or you can just give her a call and remember, free session, okay? And working with her on the show doesn't count. Call or text her if you'd like a free session, 206-841-1992. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, David. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.